Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch up on Hits 92.9. In this catch up. The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Xavier Alice and Ryan John.
Amy Shark on Hit 92.9. Now, Amy is performing tomorrow night at our Men and Mongrels calendar launch featuring Xavier Ellis. Mr. September himself is going to be there. Oh. Guy Sebastian performing as well. Heidi's over in Sydney getting ready for it now. Xavier and I are flying over the Savo. Now, because Heidi's is already in Sydney, Xavier was taking care of little Teddy who needed some help. I was left alone with Amy Shark, and the boss was like, oh, God, how could we have let this happen?
I'm interested to hear how this goes down.
Well, this is Ryan and Amy, just two mates hanging out, having a big old chinwag before the event.
Our next guest is an ARIA award-winning singer-songwriter from the Gold Coast. In 2016, we fell in love with Adore. Now in 2018, I Said Hi and All Loved Up are further cementing her as a powerhouse in the Aussie music scene. Please welcome the amazing Amy Shah.
Amy Shah, thanks so much for chatting with me.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me on.
Now, I read that back in the day when you were honing your craft, you know, taking any gig you could actually get, some of those gigs were strip clubs. Now, is that a true story or is this one of these myths and rumors that kind of gets thrown around?
Oh, God. It's funny when it's like it happens once and then people are like, hey, she played strip clubs her whole life.
She did it all the time. That was her thing.
So I played one place and then I didn't know that at 4 o'clock it turned into like a topless waiter bar or something.
Right.
So, yes, that did happen. I did finish the show like a total legend and got through it. It was actually a good time, so it's fine.
On a scale of The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon in New York versus, you know, a gig in a strip club, where does the launch of a Hit Network Men and Their Mongrels calendar fit in?
Man, it's pretty high up there.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm a dog lover.
Yep.
And I'm also a Kate and Husey lover. And yep. I think it's going to be a really great night.
Yep.
So I'd put it as a solid 8.5.
8.5. Yep. Okay, excellent. Almost, yep. Jimmy Fallon.
It's pretty good because yeah. I'm a pretty harsh scorer. So that's pretty good.
Awesome. Yep. My girlfriend, Bridget, she's helping me out with some little side business bits and pieces. And I know your husband, Shane, he has a commerce degree. He's a smart guy. He travels alongside you. Do you have any advice for Bridget and I about working with your partner? Because some people will just straight up say, oh, no. You never miss business and pleasure. That's something that don't combine. What's your thoughts on that?
Just have a relationship where you know that you can say anything you want. You're not always going to mean it, but some things you need to just kind of have it like water off a duck's back type thing, because you know you're going to say things that you probably don't mean. You're just tired and hungry, and you need to be able to really locate those feelings and just be able to sort of say, hey, I'm just leave me alone, and you don't know what you're talking about. So there's going to be some highs and some lows, but you know, once you work out a formula, which it took Shane and I a really long time to do, but it's based on brutal honesty but a lot of love. So you got to just find a right balance, and it's different for everyone. But you know, I'm thinking of you guys, and I'm in your corner.
Well, thank you, because I think that's a good point to separate it. Because it's like, Bridget, are you yelling at your business partner, or are you yelling at the future father of your children? So let's just make that clean, and we'll go on with that.
Yeah, exactly. Like I say to Shane all the time, like, look, I know that you're going to be here in the morning, so unfortunately, you're going to cop it right now because you can't leave. You can't. I can't fire you, unfortunately.
Yeah. You know? Well, it'd be very difficult to either way.
It'd be awkward.
So, what advice would you have to maybe parents of people who are parents of children that want to be musicians? Because I feel like it's always risky. You feel like you want to tell your parents that you've got this safe, planned out career that can't go wrong, but when you think of sort of showbiz or music, it seems like a bit of a risk, and sometimes parents get a bit put off by that. So what was their sort of vibe?
You know, it's so different. Like I'm a bit of a weirdo in that I didn't tell them anything, and I actually was exposed to such amazing music at a really young age. Like my parents like listened to like, you know, Silverchair and Smashing Pumpkins and you know, Coldplay and Pearl Jam, and, you know, like, so I had a really cool library to learn from. So I think, you know, that also is a good thing, but I think what you need to be is just really open, and if they come to you with a song, just, I wouldn't, you know, ask a million questions. I'd just, like, sort of try and read the situation and try and just help them through whatever passion they have.
All right, well, Amy Shah, congratulations on the new single, All Loved Up. It is available now, and we're playing it on Hit 92.9, and we look forward to seeing the 8 out of 10 gig, which is going to be the launch of the Men and Mongrels calendar next Tuesday. So I really appreciate
it.
Eight and a half, sorry. Appreciate your time, Amy.
No worries, mate.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Let's play a little game called Who Did Ryan Get a Selfie With on the Weekend? And I claim it is one of the most famous people in Perth, one of the most loved people of Perth, and I'm going to get you guys to try and guess who it is. But first, feel free to ask a question, give yourself a clue. Heidi Anderson, would you like to go first?
Okay, so they're the most famous person in Perth.
Yep.
So they've probably been around for a really long time, possibly even talent on TV, Ryan?
They're definitely on TV, but they don't have a show, though. I wouldn't say they're talent. So
what classifies someone as famous?
Oh, everyone knows them. They're loved by all. And
so they're the biggest personality? Right, they ran into
you. Big personality, and I do have an exclusive as well that I
okay.
got out of them. Zave, have you got a question?
I'll go with, is it female?
No, it is not female. It is a male.
That's all you're
okay.
Guess.
Who? Yeah, Zave was sure he knew who it was.
Yeah.
Who did you think it was?
Julia Bishop. She was
Julie Bishop or Julia Bishop?
Whatever her name is.
Julie Bishop.
Julie Bishop.
She was at Gourmet Escape where I was in Margaret River on the weekend. However, that is not her. More famous than Miss Bishop.
What okay. about my money is on Rick from Rick and Sue on Channel 7 News?
Also incorrect. Also incorrect. I'd say more famous than Rick.
Nick Nat.
Not Nick Nat,
Top
no.
of the tree.
Okay, are they in the sporting world?
No.
Are they famous to you or famous to everyone?
Famous to everyone in Perth. Our producers are trying to guess now as well. I'll give you 30 more seconds.
Okay, so are they in the wine industry?
No, but I would say they're in food and beverage.
Food and beverage, Zaves. You'll be good at the beverage side.
It's not like famous. Famous people drink it.
Are they another radio person, Ryan?
Absolutely not. No one cares about radio people. 2018, mate.
Well, are they famous online, Ryan?
Do you want me to tell you who
it
is? Yeah, I'm out.
I got a selfie with someone who's just recently announced they've got a musical made about them. It is Tony Gallardi, ladies and gentlemen. The Spudshed King.
What a letdown.
And would you believe it, in 2019, coming to the Perth Fringe Festival is Tony Gallardi the Musical. Is on its way, folks, and won't that be an absolute sellout around Perth?
Wait, is he starring in it?
Absolutely not. No, it's called Tony Gallardi the Musical, but he is aware of it and he's pumped. And I went up to him. I had to line up to get a selfie with Tony at a wine festival.
What a fizzer, mate. Yeah. I thought you had someone I was going to be jaw-dropped by.
Well, I saw Julie Bishop and I was like, hey, Julie. And she's like, yeah, what's up, Ryan? I was like, do you know where Tony Gallardi is? I heard he's in around here. I want to get a picture. And she's like, I've heard that too.
Are his eyebrows as awesome as they look in the photos?
I tell you what, they are a lot.
Thick.
They are, they're real thick. They're real bushy. And they're great. And I was like, g'day, Tony, do you mind if I just get a selfie with you? And before he said yes, he's like, you shop at Spudshed? You Spud guy? You like Spuds? You like Spuds? I was like, yeah, I like Spuds. He's like, sure, mate. You can get a photo.
If you said you shopped at IGA, you wouldn't have got the selfie.
Yeah, no, mate, I'm an Aldi. He's like, all right, tell it, walking champion.
So does Spudshed just sell like Spuds and veggies, or do they do the
full supermarket?
You do the full supermarket there.
It's a full supermarket, but it doesn't have the extent of like an IGA of every single thing there. Like Griffo is a Spudshed king.
Really?
Every flying day, Tuesday night, he is down at the Spud Shed on Wednesday morning getting the groceries.
Getting the groceries.
Like, he's obsessed.
I could not believe how popular he was. I thought there must, because there's all these different bars and wine places at the Gourmet Escape where I was in Margs, and there's all these different lines to get drinks. And I was like, oh, there must be a little bar here. And it wasn't a line to get drinks. It was literally a line to get a photo with Tony Gallardi.
I could not believe it.
There were West Coast Premiership players there, Julie Bishop, all sorts of big names, but no one cared except they just wanted a picture with Tony.
Did he have his own little selfie booth, right?
No, just people, he couldn't go anywhere. Couldn't be left alone. But
if you're Tony Gallardi, are you thrilled by that or are you just disappointed that there's a long line of piss takers?
I'd say a little from column A and including me, a lot of column B.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today. Please welcome Guy Sebastian.
Guy Sebastian, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure.
Your new song is called Before I Go. So
it is.
What are we planning to do here with your lovely partner?
So you've given me a challenge. I've got to ring her and I've got to think of things to say after the statement before I go. So like before I, babe, before I go, did you remember to take the rubbish out and stuff like that?
Now, Guy, anyway. with your wife, are you a bit of a rambler? I'm a rambler, so I could get away with this a few times and eventually Emily, my partner, would be like, just disappear, would you please? Are you a rambler or pretty straight to the point?
No, I'm a rambler, but I'm also like I'm always playing little gags, and I will every now and then when I know she's in a rush or whatever, I'll just keep her on the phone. Like I'll just go, oh, and how's things anyway?
Brilliant.
And you know,
oh, you're
everything
that
good?
Guy.
I'm that guy. And yes. then, but she knows what I'm doing. She's like, shut up, I'm off. I got to go. Bye.
Well, you and Jules.
So we'll see how long.
You've been together for how long now?
18, coming up to 19 years.
Oh,
so.
My Lord. So
we got together when we were like kids. So, yeah.
So do you reckon she will know?
Oh, she'll know.
She'll know.
After like two, she'll be like,
okay,
what do you
I'll
keep saying
your
song
here.
For? Yeah, gotcha. But we'll see. It just depends. It depends what mode I get her in. We'll,
gee,
we'll
I hope
see.
You've got her in a real sour mood, mate.
Oh, yeah. But our kids are sick, so I can use that one. I said, if Archie's got fever again, like just I think we should definitely take him to the doctor. So I'll say, before I go, did you remember to take the boys to the doctors?
And you've got lots of stuff going on in your house at the moment.
Well, we're building a house. Yeah. So we're about to move in. So there's heaps of stuff like furniture and all that sort of stuff that we're, and it's more like, cause I'm building a recording studio and everything in the house as well. So I'm just, I just cannot wait to get in there
how
and have some after party. I just got announced as the fourth voice judge as well.
I know. Congratulations. And you'll be working alongside Delta Goodrum, Kelly Rowland and Boy George.
That'll be fun. And then that's why I'm like super pumped to get the house done, because then I'll be able to do some some mad out after parties and stuff there.
Yeah.
One day
I've got an actual bar in my house.
That's all you need.
Who are you? Pimping. Ed Sheeran? Like that's what he has.
I've met Ed a few times. He'd have a ridiculous house. I think he's the richest performer in the world or something.
And you walk underground to his bar. Like he
is
has
that
an
true?
Underground, so like it's not attached to the house. Like you've got to go through the underground.
Oh, there's a lot of dark jokes we can make about that. But I don't know if I want to go into his little dungeon there.
No, Eric.
Hey, the new song's called Before I Go. How many of those would you need to sell, Guy, before you start buying the house next door and putting a tunnel through?
Oh, I think it would need to be a worldwide hit for a worldwide number one for me to have an underground little bar dungeon.
I love it. Well, let's promote the hell out of it right now with you calling your partner, Jules. We've got the number right here. So we're obviously going to sit in the background. You won't be able to hear us. You know how it is. You prank her all the time. So good luck.
Thanks.
Let's do have
this.
Fun.
She never answers her phone, P.S.
Hello?
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 Oh, Alan, we've got the wrong number, mate.
Alan.
Oh, sorry, Al, mate.
Wrong number.
Before I go, Alan, how are you?
Yeah, hey, I'm Alan. Fantastic, mate.
You're chatting to Guy Sebastian.
Oh, no. G'day, Alan. Hey, before you go, how does everyone know you?
Alan called the show about 10 minutes ago.
Getting married, mate.
Oh, no way. Well, how good. And just before you go, how long have you been together?
Nearly 5 years.
Unbelievable. How did you meet?
We used to hate each other, so something's going well.
There you go. And just before you go, are you any honeymoon plans?
Yeah, we've just had a baby 6 months ago, so we're only going over to Bali.
Well, before you go, any messages for your missus before you get married?
No, just good luck and don't
enjoy the ride. Nice. All right, champion. Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, mate. Enjoy your day.
Will do. See you, buddy.
I was like, who's answering Jules' phone?
Yeah, seriously.
Oh my God, did you
I was like, who's
that?
This? Who are you, Alan?
I'm the husband.
Why are you with my wife, mate?
All right, let's go to a song. We'll figure out the right number and we'll call your wife up next. We've got Guy Sebastian joining us on Hit 92.9 with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Tomorrow night is the Men and Mongrels campaign launch. Guy Sebastian will be performing. We are celebrating his new song, Before I Go, and he's just about to call his wife and see how many times he can say Before I Go before she clues on. Let's do it.
Oh, come on, Jules.
Come on.
Hello.
Babe, it's Guy.
Hey, babe. How are you?
I'm good. I'm calling on private. I had to ring some delivery drivers and stuff.
Oh, and,
what are you doing?
I'm buying some Christmas wrapping.
Already?
Yeah, it's early Christmas.
Yeah, right.
How did you go today?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, they did the announcement and like the voice announcement and stuff. It was always fun singing that song in the morning. But hey, before you go, did you remember to take Archie to the doctor? Is he still fevery?
No, he's gone to school, babe. He's
that
now.
Good?
Yeah, just put some cream on his little rash and off he went. He's happy. Happy as Larry.
Yeah, right. Hey, before I go, can you still do date night on Friday?
I can, yes. I have organised that, babe, so don't try and, don't try and say you've done that.
Well, it's been a while. I want to make sure it's good. Just before you go, are you going to be wearing, like, nurse outfit after or something? Or?
If you want. Sounds like a plan.
Oh, Jules. I'm so sorry. You're actually on radio.
Welcome to Perth, Jules.
Hey, Jules.
Honestly, this is getting ridiculous now.
I've actually called her a couple of times now on radio.
Oh, no. Well, he approved it, Jules. We had to put in the idea and he actually approved it. So there's absolutely no pressure from Heidi,
David,
or Ryan.
I could tell you knew towards the end.
You're
I knew.
Before I go.
Yeah, well, that's his single.
Oh, thanks for pointing that out.
Just in case you didn't know, Jules.
Hey, babe, when I left this morning, the boys were asking me to put it on again. That, honestly, my sons are like obsessed with the song.
They actually are.
And Jules.
Dancing on the couch, throwing themselves around. They love it.
I love that.
Have you got your phone on you? You're on it. Yeah, oh, of course.
I'm not the only blonde in the studio.
Seriously. No, she videoed them. We were on the couch watching because I performed it on morning television.
Yeah.
And we played it back. I wanted to see how it was. And we played it back at home. And the boys were like hard out singing. And Jules filmed it.
Well, Jules, thanks so much for being a good sport. You can get back to your Christmas gift wrapping.
Thank you, guys.
Before I go, Jules, what's for dinner?
All right, the new single is called, if you didn't notice, it's called Before I Go. It's available now. Guy Sebastian also performing tomorrow night at our Men and Mongrels campaign calendar launch with Xavier Alistair as well. Guy, thanks for being a bloody great sport with us today, mate. All the best with the new single.
Thanks, Guy. I think Jules was the good sport there.
Thanks, guys. Cool. See you, mate.
Thanks, mate.
See you, guys.
Bye. Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
We're talking survivor stories on 131060. What have you survived? This Sophia, she's an F3 driver. She's 17 years old from Germany. She literally flew through, 100 metres through the air, pretty much over some of the race cars, and then lands very, very close to the crowd.
Unbelievable. And like Zay was saying, not just her, but if she had have flown that way in a different direction, it could have been like hundreds of people. Like, it just looked horrific so fast.
They've had to make a lot of changes with where crowds sit because I think it was Australia, it might have been Melbourne Grand Prix, where a wheel came off.
A wheel flew into the crowd,
and it went through a gap in the fence and killed someone. So, like, that actually does happen that they land in the crowd.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Well, she survived. And like I said, the footage is on our Instagram, Heidi, Xavier and Ryan, and it is blow your mind kind of stuff. We want to know, what have you survived?
All right, let's go to Jess. What happened to you?
Was actually my husband and my son. Mm-hmm. On New Year's Eve a couple of years ago, they took the boat out for a test run after having a lot of the motor work done. Floored it between like the Coburn Sound and Karnak Islands and sunk the boat. Like a little plug came out and the boat just sunk. Didn't have any safety stuff on board other than massive life jackets, thank goodness. My son was 8 years old and he's wearing an adult size inflatable life jacket. And, yeah, being New Year's Eve, you think there's a lot of boats on the water. You'll get seen. They're probably big and yellow. And, no, they didn't get seen for about 40, 45 minutes. I was swimming the little hearts out to Kanak Island, and my son was, like, screaming profanities, he said. And they were worried about sharks going to get them. And,
of course.
Eventually a yacht found them and took them into Fremantle Yacht Club. And, yeah, they lost everything, you know, like sunk the boat with the phone and the wallets and everything. So, yeah, I get a random phone call from this number I don't know and get told to come pick them up from Fremantle Yacht Club. So that was interesting. Oh,
right. That's crazy. So, that's kind of like you freak out about that stuff.
Yeah, because quite a few people have died in that area in the same situation. So,
sorry,
yeah,
did you say how far offshore?
They were about halfway between the Coburn boat ramp and Kanak Island. So my husband reckoned it would have taken about 3 to 4 hours to swim to Kanak Island.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so it was pretty like in the middle of nowhere.
And an 8-year-old's not swimming that, is he?
No.
No.
The fact that it's so easy just to take the plug out, like it just seems... like,
mate, I did a video the other day in a boat, and we got in the boat to shoot the video, and the bungs weren't in. The boat was sinking whilst I was doing the video.
Really? Yeah. Did you have to go, hey, excuse me, boys, is there something to be there?
Well, I noticed the water was coming on. I was like, nah, I don't know anything about boats. But I was like, nah, I'm not sure this is meant to happen.
Let's go to Justin. What happened to your brother?
So it was a couple of years ago. We were out motorbike riding and just in the pines, like Mundaring sort of area. Mm-hmm. And he came, it was me, my brother-in-law, and him riding on this long strip, but the sun was directly in front of us, and my brother's decided to go sixth gear flat out in his brand new 450, and his visor flipped down as he was doing it, and he hit a pine tree that had fallen over at 125 kilometres an hour.
Jesus.
Got sent through the air. Airlifted the hospital, and I think it was the day later, found out that he just broke a pinky toe.
That's it.
And he flew through the air at 120 kilometres an hour.
Yeah, about 30, 40 metres from where he hit the tree. The bike snapped in half.
Why do they reckon that he didn't have more damage? Have they ever said?
Probably just perfect timing, I'd say.
And don't they say that sometimes the reason why you do break so many bones is because you're so tense, you know what's happening? They say like when you relax, you kind of float.
He didn't even know it was coming. He didn't even see the tree.
Yeah.
He's very lucky boy.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Wow, thanks for that, Justin. Let's go to Mandra. Claire, what happened to you?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good mate.
Good, Claire. What have you got? What did you survive?
I was in Beijing. It was near Beijing in China about 4 years ago. I was there on a work conference. We were on a joyride on a passenger plane. It was about a 5-seater plane, and we had taken off over some canyons over there, and then before we knew it, everything just went white, and the plane actually crashed inside one of the canyons.
No way.
We were there for about 9 hours and had to be rescued out by helicopter. Yeah, it was in a huge canyon. It was massive.
How did the plane not explode? The pilot manage to land it?
No, it didn't land. It didn't explode. It just dropped in the middle of the air.
Oh my God.
And we just dropped. So it was free falling in. It's just like, wow, I'm going to die. I'm really going to die.
Is that what you were thinking, Claire? Like, is that, because you know, they say sometimes in a moment like that, everything goes dead silent. Because I think you see on movies like people screaming and everything. But was it, what was it like in that moment?
You're right. Everything, there was no noise at all. It was just, okay, we're falling and there's really nothing I can do. So that was it. And then the impact, I don't remember the impact. I just remember everything just turning white and then opening up my eyes and being upside down. And, yeah, it was awful. It was horrible.
You say it's awful, but was there that moment where you realised I've survived? Like, did everyone click and go, oh, my God, we've landed and I'm here?
I think after we got out the plane and we realised like everyone in the plane was okay, which is actually pretty surreal to be honest with such a small plane, we all just cheered and stuff saying, yeah, we're alive. And then I looked up and I'm like, yeah, wow, that's a really big canyon. So
Claire, are you a religious person at all? I'm not religious, but I can just imagine myself praying for some reason.
No, I'm not religious, but I prayed to something.
I was
going to
say,
I don't know what it is, but I prayed to something. Well, good on you, Claire, and it's really great to chat to you. It's great to have
you
here.
You too.
She's alive.
All right.
Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.